USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The nation prepares for winter storms and a deep freeze, with heavy snow and then sub-zero temps and wind chills expected in northern and Great Lakes regions late this week, and hard freeze warnings covering southern U.S. states. National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Hoving is keeping an eye on things in Michigan.
If at all possible, folks should consider wrapping up travel plans by Thursday morning because we are expecting snow to move into the region by Thursday evening. And really, Friday is the day.
The severe weather threat also means airlines are issuing travel waivers. At least two people are dead, according to the Humboldt County, California Sheriff's Office, after a large earthquake struck early this morning. 11 others reported injured. Humboldt County Sheriff William Hansel.
And so we are concerned about our residents here in the county. And so the first thing we are doing is checking on our residents and making sure that they are okay.
Power is still out to about 70,000 people, and emergency officials say water and gas lines are also a concern. Congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle are happy with the $1.7 trillion funding package that needs to be passed by Friday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It doesn't include everything we wanted. McConnell blocked a lot of things I cared about, like 9/11 health. He just said no at the end, but it's a big step. The bill is a big step in the right direction. From start to finish, the omnibus is made by and for the American people.
Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said it ensures the Department of Defense can deal with threats out of Russia and China, along with providing assistance to Ukraine. The White House formally asking the U.S. Supreme Court to deny efforts to keep Title 42 in place. However, it is also asking for a delay until next week if the request by multiple states to keep it in place is denied. The Trump-era public health rule allows border agents to expel any immigrant over COVID concerns. This is USA News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060 and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
The outgoing governor of Nevada wanted to make an unprecedented move regarding the state's prisoners on death row, but a judge has canceled that plan.
Democrat Steve Sisolak wanted to discuss with the Nevada Pardons Board commuting the sentences of the state's 57 people on death row to life without parole. But a judge blocked the idea from even being raised at Tuesday's Pardons Board meeting because it would not give victims enough notice. Sisolak, who lost his re-election bid, leaves office on January 3rd. In Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
Indicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is agreeing to be extradited from the Bahamas to the United States. Paperwork's been filed with the court, with Bankman-Fried set to fly to the U.S. Wednesday. The 30-year-old was indicted last week on more than a half dozen criminal counts, including fraud and conspiracy. With Twitter recently adding new rules on what people can post, Vice President Kamala Harris tells NPR that big tech leaders should help secure our democracy and our nation.
I fully expect and would require that leaders in that sector cooperate and work with us who are concerned about national security.
Amid the new censorship rules, Twitter CEO Elon Musk put out a poll earlier this week asking if he should step down as the boss of the social media giant. Almost 58% of the votes were yes. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.